Welcome to Hialeah Picnic Area. Farm fields lay between the picnic area and River Road. Giant oak and conifer trees provide canopy-like shade over the picnic tables placed throughout the area. The trees extend along the edge of the picnic area, which has an open understory with grass and leaf litter down the banks to the river, where the undergrowth is denser. This site is separated from River Road by acres of open farm fields. The Joseph M. McDade Recreational Trail can be accessed at the far north end of the picnic area. There are two panels at this location. The first 3-foot by 4-foot panel features one large map of the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area, with an inset photo of a modern combine harvesting corn and a small historic black and white photo of two men on top of hand-harvested corn piled high on a wagon hitched to a horse. The map orients the viewer, indicating you are in the southwestern portion of the park, which surrounds the Delaware River as it flows south from the northeast. The map highlights the park facilities, identifies trailheads and routes, and includes neighboring towns and highway routes in the bordering states of Pennsylvania to the west and New Jersey to the east. A smaller inset map provides a detailed overview of this location, showing the locations of picnic areas, parking lots, restrooms, and trailhead. Text on the panel reads,
"Farming has deep roots in the Delaware River Valley. About 1,000 years ago, the Lenape Indians planted corn in this fertile floodplain. Today, land stewardship continues. The National Park Service leases land to farmers who work the land, create wildlife habitats, and sustain this cultural tradition. Your park to explore. 40 miles of the Middle Delaware National Scenic and Recreational River. 67,000 acres of forested mountains, riverine valleys, and fertile floodplains. Tumbling waters, rhododendron ravines, and hemlock forests. The spectacular Delaware Water Gap. More than 100 miles of hiking trails along streams, ridges, and mountaintops. Bountiful wildlife and habitats ranging from river to ridgetop. 27 miles of the Appalachian Trail. More than 100 miles of scenic roadways. Historic villages, structures, and landscapes from the valley's colonial past. Agricultural fields that have been farmed for more than 1,000 years. Respect private property. The authorized National Recreation Area boundary contains private as well as federal land. Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area is a unit of the National Park Service.
The second panel is 1 by 4 feet tall and features safety advice for visitors at the top in both English and Spanish that reads,
"For your safety, wear your life jacket when boating. It's the law from November through April and always for children. Wear your life jacket whenever you're on the river. It's good sense. Never try to swim across the river. River currents are strong. Swim close to shore. Don't dive or jump into the water. The river has unseen hazards like rocks and debris. Swim only at designated beaches. Lifeguards are on duty during the summer at Smithfield, Milford, and Turtle Beaches."
Below the text is a photo inset of a mother properly fitting her children with life jackets. The center of the panel details some of the hazards park users might encounter. It reads,
"Be alert. Deer ticks carry Lyme and other diseases and are common throughout the park. Use repellents and frequently check for ticks. Don't feed or approach bears or other wildlife. Keep food in the trunk of your car and pets on a 6-foot leash. You are in venomous snake habitat. Stay on the trail, watch where you put your hands, and give snakes plenty of room. All snakes and wildlife are protected by law. Avoid contact with poison ivy. It is plentiful along roadsides, trails, and parking lots."
To the left of the text, circular photos show examples of the hazards: a deer tick, a black bear, a snake, and poison ivy. Additional text on the lower panel offers safety information for hikers. The text reads,
"Hike safely. Drink plenty of water. Wear sturdy shoes. Stay on the trail. Leave what you find. Don't pick, collect, or deface natural or cultural resources. Be prepared. Trails have limited cell phone coverage. Wear bright orange shirt, vest, or hat during hunting season."
To the right of the text is a photo of two hikers on a forest trail with appropriate gear and clothing.